Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. In 1877, naturalist and future Sierra Club founder John Muir found himself in Salt Lake City, working as a correspondent for the San Francisco Evening Bulletin. Not surprisingly, Muir was attracted to the city's greenery and irrigation system. Salt Lake, he recorded, was a city of lilacs and tulips. Nowhere have I seen them in greater perfection. Scarce a home, however obscure, is without them. Of the city's system for distributing water, however, Muir was less upbeat. As City Creek entered town, he wrote, its water was drawn off to feed irrigation canals, which were all pure and sparkling in the upper streets, but as they are used to some extent as sewers, they soon manifest the consequence of contact with civilization, though the speed of their flow prevents their becoming offensive. Muir was especially dazzled by the Great Salt Lake and the Ochre Mountains west of the city. When the north wind blows, the naturalist noted, bathing in the lake is a glorious baptism, for then it is all wildly awake with waves, looking like a prairie in snowy crystal foam. Of a hike through the Ochres, he wrote effusively, I found many delightful seclusions, moist nooks at the foot of cliffs, and lilies in every one of them, not growing close together like daisies, but well apart, with plenty of room for their bells to swing free and ring. Descending the mountain, I followed the windings of the main central glen on the north, gathering specimens of the cones and sprays of the evergreens, and most of the other new plants I had met. But the lilies formed the crowning glory of my bouquet, the grandest I had carried in many a day. I reached the hotel on the lake about dusk, with all my fresh riches, and my first mountain ramble in Utah was accomplished. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Brandon Johnson. Visit us online at kcpw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.